We've tracked down James Ace. She's joined us. We can get a few minutes out of here. James, thanks for giving us a buzz. New Fremantle Docker.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
How does it feel, mate? Are you feeling like you got purple on yet? I know you, fortunately or unfortunately, have had a bit of practice in this space at Brisbane, Collingwood now at the Dockers, but geez, it happened quick.
Yeah, it did happen quick, and going into trade period, it probably wasn't even a thought. But I sort of had, I guess it happened within 5 days, but by the end of that, I had my head around it and I was really excited. So, yeah, now I'm sort of doing the exciting things, looking at places, trying to sort the move over and get ready for the start of training.
How much of the decision, Justin Longmuir, obviously you know him really well with his time at Collingwood. If he's not the senior coach of Frio, do you still make the same decision?
Hard to say, possibly not, and hard to know if the offer would have even been there as well, to be honest. So, played a huge role.
Yep.
I really respect him, and we built a really good relationship, so that's going to be pretty exciting and hopefully a really good thing for my career.
What are his strengths going to be as a senior coach next year?
I think just simply looking at the way he does coach, he delivers his messages really well, so he was massive for our Collingwood, just defence, really, and he changed the way we were able to defend and helped us heaps the last couple of years. So, yeah, just his teaching methods is going to be really good. He's really big on the mental side of things, so developing, that mental strength and resilience, I think it's going to be good for a young group with Frio, and he's just building relationships these days is obviously really important, so he's going to be really good at that, and yeah, we'll just coach the boys the way he wants to and build a really well-structured team.
We're speaking to new Fremantle midfielder James Ace. James, I read a report where Justin Longmuir was referred to as J-Lo. Does he seriously go by do you call him J-Lo over there?
I'm not sure what he likes the best, but he does get a few mixed friends, J-Lo or Longy or Justin, I guess. Too sure what his preferred is.
Justin makes sense. Hey, tell us, though, at Collingwood, how real is the salary cap squeeze at that club at the moment?
It's hard to completely know, a little bit. Yeah, it's obviously important. A few boys are either approached or looking a little bit. And, it's definitely there. They've obviously got a try and keep those three players who are superstars. And I think the problem is, obviously, in the market, the opposing teams probably can offer a bigger deal to try and pry them away. So it's going to be interesting how the Pies can keep everyone, but hopefully, for their sake, they can keep most loose together.
How's the body feeling, James? You've obviously, in your career so far, had plenty of injuries at the shoulder and some concussion issues, but how's the body leading into this sort of pre-season break?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I think I'll be fine by the start of pre-season, so I'll be good. I had a really minor shoulder surgery at the end of this season, but I sort of don't really have any dramas, and I'm just hoping for a full pre-season, but in some ways, we've been a bit unlucky. There's just been collision injuries, really, so contact, and has to come down to a bit of luck. But, yeah, hopefully a big pre-season gets fit and strong, and it gives me the best chance to hopefully play a full season.
Well, mate, I'm a Perth boy, so get yourself a nice little apartment in Peppermint Grove. I've got a guy that can get you a boat over in Rottnest, duck into the Llama Bar, the OBH on a Sunday, mate. We'll sort you out over in Perth. You'll love it.
Perfect.
Write all that down, Jimmy. Thanks for joining us this morning in the middle of a logistically difficult time for you, and best of luck with the move in 2020.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
James Ace joining his third AFL club, Brownie, the Fremantle Dockers. Speaking of a whirlwind.
Small town Perth.
Yes.
They love their football. He'll be under the microscope, but it's a good town. I lived there when I was a bit younger.
You've got that glint in your
eye.
I
get back there a couple of times a year and I enjoy it.
It's discover the best deals with Helloworld Travel, the travel professional. Speaking of glint in the eye, Meredith has got one of those because she's chomping at the bit for this news update.